Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. The last Gemara we learned in yesterday's shiur was an explanation of the pasuk of Gilu Berada, and the Gemara said B'makom Gila, in the place where we rejoice, which we as explained is the Beis HaKnesses, where we daven. Shom Teirodet has to still go with trepidation and with Yerushimayim. Says the Gemara, Abaye have a Yosef Kamei de Rava. Abaye was sitting in front of Rava. Chazid have a Kav Badach Tuva. And he saw that he was very happy. Amar, so he said, didn't we just quote the Pasuk of a Gila Barodik Siv? A Jew has to walk with Yira, with trepidation. Amale, so he responded, and not Tfilah Menachna. So there are a number of Pshatim in the Rishonim and Achronim how to understand and not Tfilah Menachna. The way the Mashal understands Rashi is that Abaye responded that I'm wearing Tfilin. And since I'm wearing Tfilin, Tfilin is a reminder, constant reminder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And since you need not be concerned that I will for one moment separate myself from Yerushalayim. Another pshat that I saw is that the tefillin, the Abaye, was until this point not well, to the degree that he couldn't wear tefillin, and Baruch Hashem he got better and he was able to wear tefillin, and since He was able to finally fulfill this wonderful, great mitzvah of wearing tefillin. What he said to Rabbi is, I'm Baruch Hashem in an especially good mood today because I'm wearing tefillin, and that's why you see me this way. Of course, normally you would not see me this way. Rav Yirmiyah v'yosaka made Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah, similar story. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rav Zeira. Chazi the kavod of tuva. Rav Zeira saw that Rav Yirmiyah was extremely happy. Amale, doesn't the pasuk say b'chol etzav yei moiser? A person should be in sorrow. If you'll be in sorrow, yei moiser, you'll profit. Amale, and he responded, "I'm not tefillah menachna." The Rebbe Yoina says that what's the purpose of being be'etzav? Because that will keep you away from olam hazeh. However, says the Talmidei Rebbeinu Yoina, that chas v'sholem, that a Jew should be ba'atzvus. A Jew may not be ba'atzvus. Rather, says the Rebbeinu Yoina, what the Gemara here means is that a person should be, as we spoke about this once in a previous year, always in the middle, as the Rambam says, which means that he should not be overly besimcha, nor should he be chas v'sholem overly ba'atzus. He should be in the middle. And I saw from the Sefer Imres Hashem that now we understand the pasuk that we say regarding the tefillin. The pasuk says v'hoyu l'ois al yadcha, and throughout Shas we know that the Gemara says ein v'hoyu el loshen simcha. So what the Torah means to say, when you have l'ois al yadcha, when you'll have the tefillin on your hand, then v'hoyu, you will be v'simcha. Says the Gemara, Ma'barei de Ravina ovet halulu l'brei. Ma'barei de Ravina made a wedding for his son. Chazuna l'rabbanon de kabat chituva. And he saw that the rabbanon were very happy. Isakas the mikra bas arba me'ezuzi. He brought a very expensive cup that was worth 400 zuz, v'tova kamayu, and he broke it, v'atzivu. And they became sad. Similarly, Rav Ashi have Ovid Halul Brei. Rav Ashi made a wedding for her son. Chazun Rabbanan de Kabat Chituva. He saw that they were overly happy. Asik Hasid the Zugisa. He brought a white glass cup, which was very expensive. The Tavar Kamayu. And he broke it in front of them. The Atzivan, they got upset. The Tzlachik says that the reason they used glass, explains the Mashah and the Tzlach, because because a person and a glass are very similar. We all start off from sand, and we're all both very valuable. And what and the lesson was, take the lesson of the glass. What happens to this glass? We could also end up being broken if we don't act the proper way. Why was there no issue of Baal Kashrus? So, as the Prima Gadim explains, there's no issur about tashkus when it's done for a constructive purpose. And here, the glass was broken for a constructive purpose to be able to get this message across. Then there's no concern of Baal Tashkus. This, of course, is the source for the minig that, as Taisus says, on the top Taisus and the Amid, that we break a glass under a chuppah to remind the person what's going to be. So I saw a number of pshatim around the breaking of the glass. But before we speak about the pshatim around breaking glass, first let's talk about the halacha regarding breaking of the glass. So the Paiskim point out that we break a glass under the chuppah, but as much as the minig, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Rama already quotes this minig, the Rama says that you should break the glass on which they made the bracha under the chuppah, which I haven't seen, but he says that you should use a glass under the chuppah. And that glass that for the brachas, the Bari Prig Offen, and that glass you should break. There's also a question amongst the Paiskim, what is the reason for breaking the glass? Is it a message to the Chassan and Kala and to the attendees to get the message, like we're learning in our Gemara, that one shouldn't be overly happy? Or is the message of the breaking of the glass a Zeichel Chorban? Says the Gemara, Amal Rabbanan Rav Hamnuna Zuti Belula Dema Brei Dervina. Rav Hamnuna Zuti said to the Rabbanan at the wedding of Ma Brei Dervina, Lishlam Mar, sing us a song. Amalahu, Vailan de Mislan, we're going to pass away. Amalai, so they said to him, Anan Ma Nani Basroch, so what should we respond? And the Posh Pshat of our Gemara is the way they used to sing a song was the person who led the song would say the first refrain and they would respond. So he said, Vailon de Mislan, Vailon de Mislan. And they asked, what should we respond? Amalu, so he said to them, say, Hai Torah, Vahai Mitzvah, the Torah and Mitzvahs, the Magnon alone, that are able to protect us. Another shot is, it wasn't as a refrain that they were supposed to answer to what he was saying, but rather what they meant to say was, so if everybody's going to die, what is the protection? The protection is Torah mitzvahs. The Alta von Kelim explained the Gemara differently. Normally, of course, speaking to a person about the day that they will pass away causes that they should, of course, be ba'atzvus. However, as we know, it says in Mishlei, in the Perek of Eishes Chayil, that there it says, v'tischak l'yoyim achron. Why v'tischak l'yoyim achron? Because a person who spent his life learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, need not worry about death. And that's what they said to him. You're telling us, v'ilan de mislan, v'ilan de mislan. Our response to you is, we learn Torah mitzvahs, and if we learn Torah mitzvahs, we need not be scared of death. The Shem Shmuel has a different approach to this Gemara. He says that, of course, we know that the reason people get married is that they should have children. Why is it necessary to have children? Because people pass away, and when they have children, their children continue the world. So that was the conversation. He says, don't be worried about death, because we're here at the Simcha of Mitzvah, of people getting married and a Mitzvah Shem having children. So they told him, having children alone is not enough. What you need to make sure is that the children follow in the Derech Hashem, then you could be sure that it's worth getting married. Another pshat that I saw, going back to Gemara that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta. The Gemara says, Lo'olam yagas adam yetzatov al yetzahara. And the Gemara says, if that doesn't work, the Gemara gave us a number of approaches how to have the yetzatov prevail. One was learning Torah, one was Krishma, and then the Gemara said, Yaskala yoma misa. And when we learned that Gemara, we asked the obvious question. If Yom HaMisa is so powerful, so why don't we just go to Yom HaMisa? And one of the truths we said in that shir was that it only works with all three. There has to be Torah, there has to be Krishma, and Yom HaMisa. So what happened in this Gemara was that they said, Vaylon de Misnan, we're going to do the approach of Misa. So which they responded, the approach of mitzvah doesn't work itself. What you also have to have is Torah mitzvahs. And as we explained then, when you have the combination of Torah mitzvahs and Krishma, then you could be sure that the Yetzer Torah will prevail. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Oslod Mishim Alas Chik Pei Boilam Hazah. A person is not allowed to be overly happy in this world. Shenemar, Oz Yimala Yischaik Pinul Shenei Norina. Amosai, when will that be? Bizman, Shiyom Ragoyim Higdal Hashem Lasa Semela. When we'll have Mashiach, then we can have over Simcha in this world. Amru Alav Al Rish Lakish, they said, regarding Rish Lakish, Shemiyomov Lamila Yischaik Baelam Haza. He never was overly happy, because Shem Rechem Rabbi, from when he heard this from his Rebbe. There's a machloikis, why is the halacha shasul adam shemal yischaik pei boilam hazeh? Some say it's because of zeichel churban. And some say because it's a proper way of living if a person doesn't overly indulge in simcha. What's the nafkamina between the two pshatim? What will be when Mashiach comes? If the reason is because of over simcha is inappropriate, then even when Mashiach comes, it will be asur. If it's only zeichel churban, so when the Mashiach comes, mehera b'yameinu, then we will be allowed to have this overindulgence of simcha. So the question that I saw that the Bnei Yisoschar asks is, what did Rish Lakish add in this Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan didn't already say? So Bnei Yisoschar says there are two types of simcha. Sometimes of laughing. Sometimes a person deliberately laughs, and sometimes the laughing comes by itself. If you'll see something, you'll be somewhere and you'll see something which is amusing, you'll laugh all by yourself, not that you planned on laughing. So Rabbi Yochanan said, somebody should not bring himself to laughter. Came Rish Lakish and said, not only may somebody not bring himself to laughter, but even if you come to a place where it sort of happens by itself, you should try not to overly laugh. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Einam L'Spalu, one may not daven, Lo Mitoch Din, not from just getting up from a Din Torah, Lo Mitoch Dvar Halacha, not from having just said a Dvar Halacha, Ela Mitoch Halacha Pesuka. So what we're learning from here is that a person is supposed to learn before he davens, but what should he learn preferably before he davens? He should learn a Halacha Pesuka. Because if he's going to learn something which is not halacha psuka, he'll spend the entire davening thinking about what he learned and not thinking about the davening. And in fact, that's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tefila, Perik Dalid Halacha Yud Ches, that the halacha, the one is a chiv to daven b'toich divrei Torah. And now our Gemara is teaching us which is the divrei Torah that you're supposed to learn from. And I saw from the Tosha Rebbe, the Medrash says, "Im ato meshamre shali, ani meshamre shaloch." That when a person does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what we want him to do for us. If a person wants that Hashem should listen to our tefillahs, then what we have to do is learn before we daven. Then that's going to be a way that we could be sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember our tefillahs. Says the Gemara, Heichidam Heichalach Pesukah. So give us examples of Halacha Pesukah. Amar Baik Yehod Reb Zeira. So the first example that's given is a halacha that we learned extensively in Masechta Nida, the din of Reb Zeira. Damar Reb Zeira, B'nois Yisrael Echmir Al Atzmam, Jewish women are machmer, Shafila Royas Tipus Dam Kechadu, even if they see just a drop of dam, Yoshala Shiv Nekiyim. As we discussed when we learned Masechta Nida, a woman's life are cycles of 7 days and 11 days. During the 7 days, she can become a Nida. Midaraisa, and I emphasize this is Midaraisa, the halacha is that a nida is sees dam for 7 days, and then after she go to the mikveh, even if there was no zayin nekiyim. A zava, if she only saw one riyah in 1 day, she has a din that she goes to shemer hashem keneged yom, she goes to the mikveh the next day. Two riyahs, 2 days is the same. Three riyahs, she needs zayin nekiyim. So the only, and that's only during those 11 days. So midaraisa, the din of Zayin Nekiyim, there are a number of conditions. You need to have it for 3 days, during the 11 days through which you can become a Zava. But Nois Yisrael were machmer, that even if they see just a tip of dam, the slightest amount of dam, they right away treat themselves like a Zava Gedoyla. Rav Amar, Kihad Rav Oishia. Another example of Halacha Pesukah is what Rav Oishia taught us. Omer Rav Oishia, Mar Odom Al Tfuasoi, a person could trick the system, a machnis of a moichelah, and take it, the tfuah into the house with its chaff on it, in order that its animals should be able to eat, uptur min ha-maisa. The halach is that midaraisa, produce, is not chayiv in trumas ha-maisris, unless two conditions were met. One condition is that it had miruach, completion of its processing, and miruach is smoothing out the top. That's always considered the finishing of the processing of the tefuah, and also that it could be brought through the front door. If a person didn't finish the processing before it was brought through the front door, it's not chayv in trumas ha-maisis midaraisa, and you could give it to your animal because it's not a chilas kva. Next halacha, ibay seima. Kiyadar of Huna, Domer of Huna Amar of Zeira, Mak is dam behemus kotchim. If somebody lets blood from his animal, which is designated as a carbon, osba hana or mayalamba. You may not have hana from that blood, and if you have hana from that blood, you're over mila. Because mila on blood, there's normally no mila on blood, because the mila, the blood, is meant to, you shech the behema, and the blood is meant to be sprinkled, zrika, on the mizbeach. But this blood that was taken from the animal, not after the shechita, it was taken before in the hagaza process, is kachim blood. And if somebody uses a kachim blood for his own purposes, then he's chayiv for me'ila. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan avdi k'mas nisin. Rabbanan did, as we learned in the Mishnah, that as we said at the beginning of this year, gilu barada, that they davened out of a fear of trepidation, Rav Ashi Avi Kabraisa, to make sure to always learn before he davened. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody learned something before davening, which is not a halacha psuka, that shouldn't be a reason that he shouldn't daven or not even daven tefillah b'tzibur. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara. In Amdam L'spalu, one should not daven, lemetach atzvus, not from atzvus, v'lemetach atzlus, not from being lazy, not from laughter, from idle chatter, not a serious attitude, and not from talking idle words, simcha shel mitzvah. A person should daven b'toich simcha shel mitzvah. V'kein lo yifater adam chaveri. When person leaves another person, when they're saying goodbye, they shouldn't say goodbye. V'lo b'toich sicha, not from just talking. V'lo b'toich schoik, not from laughter. V'lo b'toich kalos roish, a lightheartedness. V'lo b'toich dvar b'talim, not from idle words. V'lo b'toich dvar alocha, only from saying a dvar alocha. This is what we find by the Nevi'im Rishonim. That whenever they finish speaking, they always finish speaking with divrei shvach v'techumim. So Gemara teaches us that the proper way for one to take leave from somebody else is saying a dvar halacha. And like that, you'll remember him. So many Sfarim suggest that the halacha to say when you leave your friend is Yochid V'Rabim, Halach K'Rabim. Because the first letters of Yochid V'Rabim, Halach K'Rabim, Yud Hei Vav Chof, and that is the Shem Hashem, which is a Shmira when somebody's on the road. Also, I saw from the Sefer Yisa Bracha, if we pay attention in our Gemara says that when you take leave of somebody else, it should be mitoich dvar halacha. It's different than what we learned a moment ago, mitoich halacha psuka. When we spoke about that learning before davening, there the halacha was specifically, it should be halacha psuka. It should be something that is not going to be in your mind for the entire duration of your davening. Here, it's just the opposite. We want you to remember the other person. So if I'll tell my friend who I'm saying, taking leave from, a halacha that requires him to think, so that will be a way for him to remember me. I saw from the original Rebbe that the minig is many places that when somebody says goodbye to someone else, they say zay gezunt, be healthy. That also comes from this Gemara, because the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is yizgaber kari lavoides habayrei. So we're saying being healthy will help you serve Hashem. That's a halacha that we want to say to somebody else. And also another pshat. The Gemara says, "Ayif to adam mitchaveroi el mitoich davar halacha." What does the Gemara mean with the word mitoich? Mitoich means in the middle. A person is in the middle of talking with somebody else, and they should stop the conversation. They shouldn't end the conversation. They should stop in the middle, and if they stop in the middle, then that will be a way that they remember each other because they're in the middle of still talking halacha. I saw that the Satmar Rebbe, and the Divrei Yoel explains this Gemara. He says that there's a question that is discussed by the Yitel Lev, many other Paiskim. If somebody writes a Sefer, is he obligated to put his name at the front of the Sefer? There are many people that they're modest. They don't want to put their name at the beginning of the Sefer. So he says, there's a nafkamina. If your Sefer is a Dvar Halacha, then you have to write the name of the author. So you should know that this is a person we can rely on for halacha. If, however, the sefer is divrei agadata, you don't have to write the name. So he says, that's what our Gemara says. Al yiftem mechaveroi el metoch dvar halacha. If it's just agadata that you speak to your friend as you say goodbye to him, so the name is not important. If it's a dvar halacha, then the person who's saying the halacha becomes much more relevant. Says the Gemara, "V'kein tana mar b'ra b'reid rav huna b'reid rav yirmiyah ba'aba." Al yifta adam chaveroi, A person shouldn't take leave from his chaver, el mitoch dvar alocha, so mitoch kach zachreyu. Ki ha de Rav Huna alve Rav Simi bar Ashi, bipur nahara, abeit sinosa de bovel. He escorted him till from Pum Nahara till Beit Sinisa. Kimat al hasam, when they got there, Amrlei, mar vaday de Amri Anshi. Is it true what people say? Hanit sinis de bovel, istum adam arisha ver hashta. Are there... These palm trees are there from the time of Adam Arishin. Amalei, so he said, Atgar to Milsad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. You reminded me something Rabbi Yosef Chanina taught us. The Rabbi Yosef Chanina, my diksiv, Ba'eretz loy over ba'ish, v'loyashav Adam Sham. So the question is, V'chim mi'achat loy over, if nobody ever passed there, heich yashav, how could have anybody settled there? El loy malach. It's coming to teach us. Call Eretz, Shagazala Adam Arishin li'ishav, any country, any land that Adam Rishon said that people should live there, Nisyashva was settled. The Kol Arch Loigazala Adam Rishon Lishav, where wasn't decreed by Adam Rishon that people should live there, Loi Nisyashva was never settled. Ramatcha Avalar of Simi Rashim Gununi Vabeira Papi, he took him all that what that way, Vamalay Abedura. And others say he took him to Beidura. Tan Rabbanan, Hamspawl, somebody who davens, Tzorach Shechavan Aslibel Hashemayim. He has to have the proper kavana. Abisholoimer, similar dover. The simon is, Tochen Libach, Tochen Libam, they get their hearts prepared, Takshiv Oznacha. And then he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard. So B'nai Yisoschar says a powerful word in this Gemara. He says, Tzorach Shechav and Libel Shemayim means that when a person davens, he should think that everything I'm davening for is for Shemayim. I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should have gesund. I should be healthy. Why do I want to be healthy? So I should be able to learn. I should be able to do mitzvahs. I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for panasa. Why do I need panasa? So that I should be able to do mitzvahs and give tzedakah. I daven for nachas. What do we want from our children? We want our children should be ovdei Hashem. If whenever you daven is with the tachlis of libay l'shamayim, that everything you're davening is the tzorach shem shamayim, then your tefillahs will be answered. Another pshat that I saw from the Ben Ish Chai is we know that a person has yetzer toiv and yetzer hara. And as we're going to learn in this mesechta, the pasuk says in Krishma, "B'chol avavcha b'shnei yitzrecha, yetzer toiv v'yetzer hara." You're supposed to serve Hashem both with your yetzer toiv and with your yetzer hara, and that's what we say. It should not be libam; it should be b'chol liboy. His yetzer toiv and his yetzer hara should be combined to zavodas Hashem. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, kachoy min hagos Rabbi Akiva. This was the custom of Rabbi Akiva. Shemispalim at tzibur. When he davened with the tzibur, he would daven quickly, because they would wait for him. But when he davened in the privacy of his home, he would be found in one corner, and then you could find him in the other corner of the house. How did that happen? Says the Gemara, he bowed down so many times that he ended up moving from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. When did he bow down? So Tosfos explains that even though the halacha is one may not bow down at the end of a bracha, only by the brachas which Chazal designated, in the middle of the bracha, you may bow down. That's why he bowed down in the middle of the bracha. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah disagree with Tosfos. And they say that you're not allowed to bow down even in the middle of a bracha. But what happened was that when Rabbi Akiva davened in the privacy of his home, he bowed down after davening. As we learned earlier in Masechta many times, that they used to bow down, that they used to say many tefillas at the end of their davening. And it, since it was in the privacy of his house, he davened long tefillah at the end of his Shemoneh Esrei, and not only did he daven a long tefillah at the end of his Shemoneh Esrei, but he bowed down many times during that tefillah. So from here we see that when you daven alone, you could daven bariches. But a Rav who's davening b'tzibur has to be concerned about tircha de tzibura. And therefore, he should never come late to davening, so people shouldn't have to wait for him. And he should daven every word. However, the minig that you wait for the Rav for ending Shmoneh Esrei comes from two places. One is because he's the only person that we could be certain is davening properly, saying every word. And the other reason is that they used to have a shir after davening. And since they used to have a shir after davening, there was a concern that if the Rav isn't finished davening, the people won't want to wait for him after the shir, after davening. But if they finish davening together, they're more likely to wait. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Lo'olam yispal odom abayis shesh becholoinus. A person should always daven in a house with their windows. Shenemar v'chavin psich peschen lei. There were windows open. This is in the Neil where he davened. Yoch yispal odom kol yom kuloi. We would think a person should daven all day long. Says the Gemara, k'mefurish ayidei Daniel v'zimnan t'losa. You daven three times. Yochol mishabal goyle huchla, that this only happened when he came to Golas. Says the Gemara, no. Fanemar, they have a oved mekadmedana. This is something that I always did. Yochol yispal adam l'chol lurach shiyotza. You could daven in any direction you want. Tamaloymer, neg Yerushalayim. You always face Yerushalayim. Yochol yekolam basachas. You could daven all three tefillas at the same time. Says the Gemara, k'mar first ayidei David, erev vayk v'tzrayim. Tefillas three times a day. Yochol, as we discussed earlier, yeshmiya kol b'tefillasai. You should raise your voice when you daven. K'mar first ayidei Chana. Chana taught us, which we're going to discuss. V'kolo lo yishama. Her voice wasn't heard. But I did see from the Kaf HaChaim that if a person doesn't have the ability to daven unless he davens loudly, that's what helps him with kavana. The halacha is that you may daven out loud. But as we said earlier, there's a difference when you're davening b'yichidus versus when you're davening b'tzibra. Yoch yishal adam tzroch v'achkach yispalo, that a person should first ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he needs, and then daven. Rina zu tfila. Here tfila means that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tfila zu bakasha. And after we first praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we need. Einoi medover, acha Emes v'yatzev, says the Braisa, after Emes v'yatzev, before Shmoneh Esrei, is not a place to start with bakashas. Aval achat tefillah, because as we've learned so many times in this pesachta, we have to have smichas gulul tefillah. Aval achat tefillah, after we finish the Shmoneh Esrei, afilu kasei David Hashem Kippurim Omer, you could be add as many tefillahs as you want. It benami, Amar b'chibar Ashi, Amar Rav, Abish Amar Shal Adam Tzroch b'shmei tefillah. A person is allowed to ask for his bakoshes in shmei tefillah, and ba loy ma'achat tefillah, afilu kasei Hashem Kippurim Omer. Best place is after the Shmoneh Esrei. So the halacha is as follows. In the middle of every bracha, a person can ask what's connected to that bracha. So if somebody's saying Rafa'enu, he could daven for people who need a refuah. But the halacha is when he's davening a Rafa'enu for people who need refuah, he can only daven for people who are unfortunately currently sick. But if they're not currently sick, just to daven, we should be healthy, that is not the place. Anything that doesn't have to do with that bracha, you may not say in that bracha, besides for the bracha of Shmei Tefillah. And even in the bracha of Shmei Tefillah, or the other brachas, I saw that the Paiskim suggest that a person should not have a nusach kavua in any of the tefillahs, in any of the brachas that he says by every Shmoneh Esrei. because that means he's changing the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei. At the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, as we've learned many times in this Masechta, there you could be much, you could say the same Nusach every day and as much as you want for the past, the present, and the future. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Kama Hilchasa Gvirta Ikla Mishnah Mahani Kro Dechana. There's so many halachas that we can learn from the episode of Chana, where Chana, we know, was davening in the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, V'chana, by the Mishkan, V'chana medaberes al liba, says the Gemara, Mekan l'mespal shetzorach shichav neslibay. Halacha that we discussed earlier in our shir, you have to have kavanas. Rak, sfaseh noz, Mekan mespal shiach te besfosov. You have to be careful to pronounce all the words. V'kol lo yishoma, because as we discussed, one may not raise his voice by tefillah. A Baal tefillah may raise his voice, but only if it's to get the tzibur inspired, or that they should be able to hear him. Eli thought she was a shikaira, says the Gemara. The reason Eli thought she was a shikaira was because in those days, people davened out loud, and she was davening quietly. But as the Masha, we learned in this Gemara that you're not allowed to raise your voice by davening. So why would he think she's a shikur for raising her voice? So the Masha explains, because she spent a lot of time davening. In those days, people usually didn't spend so much time davening, so he was concerned. Maybe because she doesn't realize what she's doing. So Eli said to her, "Admasay tishtakrin. How long will you be intoxicated?" Amar Belozer, "Mikan shadam roy bechaveroy davashen hagun. If you see somebody else doing something inappropriate, tzarach lachichay. You have to say, if you see something, you have to say something." V'tan chana v'toyma lo yadani. Ama Ula Vitema Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Amalei, Chana said to Eli, Loi Adam Ata B'davazeh, you're not my master in this thing. You're accusing me falsely. Loi Ruach HaKadosh Aralecha, this statement that you're making doesn't represent that you have Shiruach HaKadosh. Shata Chajdeini B'davazeh, that you're accusing me of something that is not true. I'm Chas V'Shalom not wrong. Ikadamri, Hachamrili, what she said to him was, Loi Adam Ata, aren't you my master? Lav ikka shechina v'ruach kodesh kabach. Aren't you a person that has the shechina with you, that has ruach hakodesh with you? Shedan tani l'kav choyva, that you are judging me l'kav choyv. V'lo tani l'kav schus, you're not judging me favorably. Mi lo yadat, don't you I know da'ishik shas ruach hanochi, that I am a woman that has tzoris. And as the Imre Noim explains, she said you have the Shechina. And since you have the Shechina, you're a tzaddik is always supposed to be dan people lekav schus and not lekav choyv. And furthermore, you're a person that has Ruach HaKodesh, and you have Ruach HaKodesh, you ought to know that I'm an Ishik Sheirach, that I'm a person that has tzars. V'yayin, v'sheikh lo shisisi, she says, I didn't drink wine or any intoxicating beverage. Omer Rav Elazar, Mikal Anechsh B'Dover, if somebody's accused of something which is inaccurate, she'en bai, tzarech lo yediyah. She has to inform him. As we know, the pasuk says, V'yisim Nekiyim, Meshem Yisrael. A person has to make sure that his reputation is intact. Al titin as a moscha, lefnai bas bial. Don't chas v'sholim accuse me of a person of being a bas bial. Amar Belozer, Mikalim Shikish Mispalo. She said that if I would have been davening when I was intoxicated, I would be considered bas bial, which means I'm like an Oyver Avodah Zara. Ksiv Hocha Lefnei Bnas Bial. She said if I would have been drinking, if I would have been davening in such a state, I would be considered bas bial. Ksiv Hosom regarding the Ira Hanidachas. Yotza Nashim B'nei B'liyal M'Rikabecha, and the Irini Dachas is a city which worshipped Avodah Zorah, Ma'al Ahal Avodah Zorah, Afkan Avodah Zorah. And as the Rashba explains, why is drinking considered like Avodah Zarah? Because when a person is intoxicated, he loses sight of, he loses clarity, he loses sight of what's important and what's not important, and that's like Avodah Zarah. V'yan eile v'yom l'chi l'shalom. Amar v'loza, mikan l'choshet chaver b'dovah she'en boy. If you accuse somebody else improperly, tzarech l'faisoy. You have to try to appease him, v'loyoid, and not only do you have to try to appease him, el tzarech l'varchoy. You have to give him a bracha. Because eli in fact said, elkei Yisrael yiten ha'shaloicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give whatever you want. So Chana made a neder that if Hashem helps and I will have a child, I will give him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his entire life. Amar Belazar, Yom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salamai, from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no one that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu this name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at Shabbos Chana v'Kras Tzavakos, until Chana called him this way. Amar Chana l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom, because Tzivei Tzavakos Shabbos B'Lo Maka, from all the wonders, the armies that you created in your world, Koshish Reinecho Shetitni Ben Echod, is it so difficult for you to give me one son? Moshel Ma'adav Adoymer, how can we give an analogy to the story? L'mel Basodam Shasa Sudal Avodav. There was a king that made a feast. And there's a poor person that comes to the door. Amalem tenuli prusachas, give me one piece of bread. V'leshgicholav, and they didn't pay attention to him. Dochak v'nichnas etzel ha-melech. So he pushed himself to appear in front of the king. V'amalem adoni ha-melech, our king. Mekol sudush ha-sisa, you have this incredible feast. Kosh v'nechalitin li prusachas, is it so difficult for you to give me one piece of bread? So she says, Imro tira. Amar Beloza, Amar Chana l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chana sata Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Roya, if you see my plight and take care of me, Mutav, great. V'mlav, Tira, I'll show you, Kaviyochol, what I will do. Eilch v'stata b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to seclude myself in front of HaKadosh. V'kivin d'mistar tarna, mashkli me'saita, the halach is if a woman, is a husband accuses her of an adulterous relationship, he gives her the meisaita, v'yata oisa tarascha plaster, and you certainly don't want to create that your Torah should be considered not reliable, shenemar, and the Torah says that if the woman who's a saita comes out clean, v'nixer, v'nizra zera, she will have children. So of course, the Mefarshim explain, the Mashak, the Pnei Yeshua explains, never was it her intent to do this. It was just a way for her to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that I saw, she said, Eilich v'statev al-kfnei al-kona bali, that it'll be just for al-kona will think that I did something wrong, but not chas v'sholem that I did something wrong. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, the regular Hilchas Yichud don't apply in such a situation. Normally, there's a heter of Yichud by Bala Be'ir. Normally, there may not be an Issa Yichud when she's alone with two men. Normally, if you leave the door a little open or unlocked, there's no Issa Yichud. But for all of, for Hilchas Saita, it is considered Yichud. So she was not, Chas V'Sholem, going to violate Chana. She was not going to violate the Hilchas Yichud. But what she was going to violate was that it should be considered Yichud for Hilchas Saita, that the husband, that her husband will go through the process and she'll have children. Hanich L'man D'Amar. So ask the Gemara, this entire approach makes sense according to the Man D'Amar, that says, indeed, the bracha of a woman who goes through the saita procedure and comes out innocent, the mahoisa akara, that if she was an akara, nifkedes, she'll have children. So now we can understand shaper what Chana meant to do. Elamand oma, emhoisa yulatz pitzar, that till now she had a painful labor, the lettuce berevach. Now she'll not have that problem. Nekevis, if till now she only had girls, you let us secharim, she'll have boys. Shchayrim, she had dark-skinned children, you let us levainim. She'll have children that have better skin. Ktzorim, short children, you let us aruchim, she'll have taller children. So, but not that it's going to cause her to have children. Mayik lameima, the Tanya, Malam, the pasuk says, Nixazir, Malam shayis akara, nefkedes. That if she was in a kara, now she'll have children. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, if that's what happens, im ken yechol kol ha-karois v'statru, they'll go through this procedure as to be guaranteed to have children. V'zu shelo kol kala. And this woman that doesn't do this, nefkedes, ella, m'lam shayis yilets b'tzar, if she had a difficult labor, yilets b'revach. Tzarim yiletes aruchim, shcharim yiletes levonim, echad yiletes shnayim, she only had one child, now she'll have more children. My Imra Tira. So if that's the case, what did she mean? Dibra Tari Kolosh Mene Adam. So Taisus Himsek the Saita asks, so if Rabbi Kiva is worried that a woman's going to do this in order to not to have children, that can't be what the Torah means. So, and these other things that happen that Rabbi Kiva says Taisus, no woman is going to go through the embarrassment and the isser that's evolved in the soita just to have easier childbirth. To have children, if she didn't have children, she'll do it. But for that, she wouldn't do it. Be'ani ha-moscha, v'loi tishchus as ha-moscha, v'nasatel ha-moscha, omre b'yoyse b'chanina. Sholosh ha-moscha salalu lama. Why did she use the word ha-moscha three times? Omre f'nei ha-chadosh baruch hu f'nei the three things that a woman is looked at when she's besakana. The three things that cause a woman to die. Elohim, nida, chala, vadlokas aner. Klum avati lachman, I was perfect in all of them. And in fact, the word chana stands for chala, Nida had locus in there. V'nasatel ha-moscha zera anoshim. So she asked for zera anoshim. My zera anoshim. Amarav, gavra begovrin. She asked for a man among men. Which means a unique person. Shmuel Amar, zera she-mashech shnei anoshim. A son who will be anoint two kings. Umaninen, and who were indeed those two kings that Shmuel anointed? Shmuel, Shaul, and David. Rabbi Yochanan, Zera, Shokl, Kshneininim. Kshneinoshim, a person who's equal to two other people. Man Inan, Moshe, and Aaron. Shneinim, Moshe, and Aaron, Bechehanov, and Shmuel, Bechehri, Shmoy. Rabbi Yochanan, Zera, Noshim, Zera, Shumuvla, Benanoshim. Where I want somebody who's absorbed between other people. Kyosar, Dime, Omar, I don't want a person like Aruch too tall, like Gutz, not too short, like Cotton, not too skinny, v'loy olam, not too heavy, v'loy tzocher, not too white, v'loy gicha, not too red, v'loy chacham, not too smart, v'loy tipish, and not too foolish. I want an average person. It's Imri Emes says, from here we see that, why did she do this? Says the Gemara, says the Imri Emes, because we know that Shmuel was a descendant of Korach. And the Medrash says regarding Korach, so she said, my great-grandfather, Korach, came to make this mistake because he was a chacham. I don't want a son that's going to be too smart to make these kind of mistakes. Ania isha nitzav simcha, Amr Yeshua, ben Levi mekansh osolesh b'toich da'ab amish tefillah. One may not stand within four amos of the person who's davening. Because the reason for this is to show respect for the Shekhinah or not to stand idle when somebody's davening. So the pasuk says, Al Nar Zeh Spalalti. Amar Belazer, Shmuel Mara Alok Lefnei Rabbi Haya. Shmuel Paskin in front of his Rebbe Eli. Shinema, as the pasuk says, V'yishchitu es apar, V'yivyeh sanar al Eli. Ask the Gemara, V'shum de'yishchitu es apar, Heviu Hanar al Eli. What does the Shekhita of the animal have to do with bringing him to Eli? Eli told Chanava Kana, true Lukoyan, lay civil shchet. Bring a Koyan that he should shecht the animal. Chazin Shmuel, that Hadri Basakana Lamishchet. So Shmuel saw they were looking for Koyan to do a shchita. Why is it necessary to look for a Koyan? Shchita bizar ksheira. The shchita of a carbon can be done by Azar. I saw the kamei de Eli. So they brought him in front of Eli. Amalam nolacha. Where do you know this halacha from? Amalam miksiv v'shachra koyin. Does the Torah ever say that the koyin is the one to do the shchita? For kriva kanim ksiv, which teaches us mikabal of elich mitzvah kahuna. Only from the kabal of Saddam does it begin the mitzvah of the koyin. Mikan l'shchita shikshei bazar. Amalei. May Meshab Karmit. So Eli said to Shmuel, you're saying properly, Mi Aloch Mayra Aloch Bifnei Rabbachot. You're not allowed to pass Meshail in front of your Rebbe. Kol Mayra Aloch Bifnei Rabbi, Chayiv Misa. Osa Chana, Vikot Safra Kamei. Chana came crying. Ani Isha Nitzev Simach Bezer. Amalei. So this, don't you remember that this was the child that we davened for and that he gave us the bracha? Amalei. So Eli said, Shifkali. Then she allow me to punish him, or bin rachme, and I'll daven for yolach rabbi milch, and I'll get you a better son. Amala anazal spalalti. So I saw two pshatim. She says, I don't want better. I just said I want an average son. Another pshat is that this child that I have, how did I get this child? Through my tefillah. Something that somebody achieved through their tefillah is so incredibly valuable, I want nothing else besides the child that I was zoich to through my tefillah. The chanim edaberes al liba, amr belazer, mishum reyes ben zimra, aliske liba, amr lefana, ribane shaloylam, kama shabrasa isha, everything that you created in a woman, lebrasa dava achle vatala, you did not create anything for no purpose. And naim leroys, you created eyes to see, as naim leshmai, ears to hear, chaytim lariach, a nose to smell, peladaber, a mouth to speak, yadayim laspan malacha, and hands to work with, reglayim laalchban, feet to walk with, the dayim lahanukban, and breast to nurse, the dayim alolush nusate alibi, the breast that you have next to my heart, lama, what are they for? Loy lahanukban, aren't they there to nurse a child? Therefore, I beg of you, tenli ben, vahanukban, give me a child that I can nurse my own child.